on my ass is a problem.
Yep.
Bought me a drink and you got some. Wanna hit this ass cause it's awesome.
Yeah.
Flashing your cash, boy, I got some. No credit, nigga. No car, nigga. I wanna ride or die, not a walk or die, nigga. Now leave a bitch alone cause I'm feeling kinda stressed. I told your ass before, damn nigga, is you pressed? Bitch. Press.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I think what's happening now is judges, people, period, are used to saying the same shit over and over again. Don't have me judge for competition. I'm like, y'all are dumb. Y'all look alike. I need some different shit. Like, yeah. That's all I see. When I watch these competitions, all I see is the same shit, just different people on the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem with me judging.
That's all I fucking see. Like, it gets boring after a while.
I start sitting like this. When I'm sitting sideways, I start looking and shit like that. Like, oh.
Yeah. Okay. You helped out with a competition. Did you like run a competition or did you like...
Which competition?
Yeah, you know, because you went to running the competition the past few years. Evolution.
Evolution. Okay. Yeah, Mappy.
Yay, I love you, Evolution. Oh my God, you're amazing. Oh my God. I don't like the word urban, though. I hate the word urban. It's stupid. But yeah, it is what it is.
But, you know, a little birdie told me, though, that, you know, you wasn't so involved with the competition in that sense anymore.
Wow. No. Who's this bird?
Girl, it's just it's a little blackbird came. Chirp, chirp, chirp.
Her
I was like, nigga, get off my shoulder. For real, though? Oh, bitch. Yeah.
I mean, like, it was... I mean, I didn't, like, make an announcement. I didn't make a fucking, like, Facebook post about it, but...
No, you're like, fuck this shit. I'm leaving. Fuck Evolution. No, you didn't do that. Yeah.
Girl.
No.
It was something that Mappy and I wanted to do.
How'd y'all come to this conclusion? Like, how long did y'all talk about it before it went down?
Evolution?
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay, wait. I don't remember the first year that it happened. I think it was maybe like 2014. I don't even know. But at that point in our like careers, like I feel like we needed to do something to elevate whatever the hell we were doing, you know?
Yeah.
And then Redefine wasn't open at that time either. So he was still just directing.
Was it Phoenix?
No, Phoenix. No. That was way before Girl.
Well, okay. Solidified.
He was still doing Solidified.
Solified.
Oh, okay. Changed to Redefine.
Yeah.
Solidified.
Yeah.
What?
Girl, all he defines, girl. I'm so confused.
Wait, he's on the team.
Are you on the team?
Yeah.
You're currently on the team now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, girl. So Redefine. Before used to be the Solidified. Youth group, and then Solidified was the adults.
Adults, yeah.
So I think they had stopped for a while back, but now that all the kids have grown up, they just started Redefine again. But now Redefine is the adult company. It's like the whole company, but Redefine Collective are the adults that used to be Redefine the kids.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay, girl. Tell us your story about how this thing came out.
I feel like it was a competition. At that period of time, we needed to do something that's going to like elevate like what we're doing, whatever. So then
elevate like how, like do something different.
Just like exactly something different. So like our initial thoughts were like, yeah, we need to do a competition.
But was it different?
We need like the Body Rock of the Bay, you know? Like,
Rock of the Bay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I saw your concept. Love it. It's in the head. Now it's gone.
Like we need something like the Bay needs to be popping. Okay. And then, like whatever, like we want to do something. And then I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, bitch, like I want to do this.
Fuck yeah, bitch, I'm done.
Yeah, fuck yeah. And then we fucking invited all these teams, and one thing that Mappy is like really fucking good at is like his fucking ability to do graphic design, and
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
he's okay. Mappy is extremely fucking ODC, right? Everything.
Girl.
Did I say that right? OCD.
ODC. I'm like,
I was like, isn't that a dance studio?
That's a studio, bitch.
OCD, right? So he got OCD, and then that, in combination to like his fucking talent, like everything needs to be
perfect.
Yeah.
Everything needs to be perfect.
Yeah.
So like he.
That's true. That bitch is like that.
So good at like fucking making everything like crisp, clean, and it's just like super like. I can't explain. It's like the best, like hella clean, right?
Perfection, girl. Yeah. She's like a perfectionist.
He was like the bomb at like all of that graphic design and like just the social media aspect of it. What the fuck am
I don't know. There's just a long ass story, girl.
Yeah, girl.
So why did you leave?
There we go.
So why did you end your partnership with Mappy?
I think what ended up happening was just like the whole like, I don't want to say fairy tale, but like we wanted to do like a Body Rock of the Bay, and then like long story short, it didn't really happen, you know. And then for me, it's just like it became an added like. She's like, oh, fuck, Evolution, this is happening again.
No,
you know?
Shit, I did it
like,
again,
shit,
yeah, yeah.
Like, here we go. Like,
an added,
you know,
thing, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right, right. And him and his team were so good at what they did. And I, the only thing that I felt like I had to offer was just, like, being there and, just, and like, doing, like,
just showing up.
Yeah, miscellaneous stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, I, like.
That's the only thing?
Oh.
Come on, girls, be honest.
I definitely did more, like, behind the stuff, behind the
of course.
Stuff. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I honestly felt like they had it all. They had it in the bag.
So you and your team wasn't involved, or was it just your involvement, but not the rest of your team either?
Okay. So that's like the mix up too.
Or did they leave you out of it?
We announced that it's like Solidify Project and In the Groove Studios, but in reality, it was just Mappy and Daniel. You know, like
yeah, it was just the two of them.
Right.
But I think they just attached their businesses to it. You know,
yeah,
they needed
yeah.
to like make
correct.
It we can't
yeah,
solidified.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't say Mappy Papala and Mabara and Daniel King presents.
Right.
Yeah, you know, like
yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
why we put our business titles on there. But in reality, it's just us two. So, I felt like I didn't really have too much to offer. So that in combination to like.
You know your self-worth or what? Do you not realize your self-worth?
I know my self-worth, but yeah. I felt like they could have handled it on their own.
Without you being involved.
Without me being involved. And in addition to that, like, my focus was elsewhere. Like,
yeah.
Especially towards that last show. I was, like, my focus was more towards, like, getting in the groove, like, on the map. Getting groove against the machine on the map. And that was when, like, we were doing more competitions. So I was just like, I don't want to spend a half a year trying to plan a show. Like,
yeah,
I'd rather focus on competing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was this taken away from what you would...
Why are you laughing?
What you guys were doing at the studio?
Competing.
Him working on this? Was this taken away from what he was supposed to be handling?
I just, like, made it... It just felt like it was just work, okay. You know? But the... It
just wasn't worth it.
It wasn't worth it.
It
wasn't worth it. Yeah. So I was like...
Did you
quantify your time?
Did you quantify your time, Daniel?
Did you break even?
We always broke even.
Okay.
We always broke even. Even that first show.
Okay.
I remember we were at his house and we were counting the cash. And we were like, oh, we got like...
One for me, one for you.
Right, right, right.
One
no,
for me.
We counted the cash.
Oh, one for
like,
you?
Oh, I think we came out with like...
Two for you?
200 or something or whatever.
Three for you? Okay.
We always broke even. We never like was in the red. So that was never a concern.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah, it was just like my focus was like
somewhere else.
On my fucking team.
Yeah, I
That's
get
all.
It.
Like I want to compete. Yeah, and they have it. They have a whole.
Bitch, have a whole team. Man, has a whole fucking team, girl. I told his stupid ass. I told him and that fucking Margiela hoe.
Did you know? And I know everything that was going on their side, though. You said like they handle their stuff, but like
did they include you?
Did they include you, or were you not involved?
Nope.
Did you have no interest?
Girl, she goes, no, I bet she did.
No.
I'm sorry, I'm speaking for you, girl. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Look, this is the one thing I will say, I do feel like we're both very passive people, me and Mappy. So then our communication was kind of
I can
like,
see that.
Maybe wasn't like the best because we're so passive to each other.
Okay.
But that would probably be one of the biggest things. Yeah.
Okay.
But at the last Evolution, I fucking laid it all out. I like, you know, said everything I had to say, and then he replied back like super like he understanding and
cool.
I think now that we're at a understanding. Yeah.
If you can run a competition right now, how would you run it? Would you run it the same way they're doing it now, or do something different?
I don't run a competition.
But I know you don't want to. But if you could though, like if you could do something, like, will you learn from the past from that till now? Would you do something differently? Would you do something the same? How would you like run it, you think?
Logistically, like we had great logistics.
Mm-hmm.
But just for some reason, there was always something like not to our favor. Like something, every year something was happening that was not like, not making it like to what we thought
yeah.
was happening. So it's hard to say like, what am I going to change? Because like, in our thought, like in our heads, like we want to do something, but always some shit was gonna, some shit was happening.
So after this adventure, and that full of shit adventure, you don't want no more adventures.
Exactly.
Do you?
Now I just want to focus on me.
Be by yourself. Right. Well, okay. Now with that being said, why is it that y'all have your own studio? But why are you teaching at another studio, giving them your coins?
Who, me?
Go ahead,
yes,
girl.
Yes, you. And then you could be getting your own coins at your
Daniel,
own facility.
You too, bitch. Don't run too far, ho.
I think I'd like for him to hear this. So if you want to, we want to take a break.
Yeah, we can take a little quick break. Yeah, let's stop.
Can we ask the question again so I can get Rue back?
I forgot the question. What was the question again?
No, he knows.
Oh, go ahead. We're back now from our break from going pee-pee and eating some fucking pizzas and smoking some marijuanas.
So back to what I was saying.
Oh, yeah, Daniel. Put your phone down, bitch.
Okay. Bitch, right.
God damn it.
Put Grindr away.
Oh!
So y'all have your own studio.
Yes.
Why are you choosing to teach at another studio?
Closer.
And you why are you choosing to teach at another studio? And you have your own studio. What
is
the tea with that?
A two-part answer.
Please.
So the first is, like I said before, when we first opened, we thought it was going to be this influx of community dancers, and it wasn't, right? A lot of the instructors that we had pulled, it was you, it was Farside, it was Nicole Kirkland, it was Antoine, it was Rocco. It just didn't go over well. So we had to recalibrate.
Ellen quit. Ellen's like, okay.
I know.
All quit. Trust me. It wasn't just
everybody
Ellen.
Quit. Everybody
Ellen,
quit.
Ellen, you're a shady bitch for quitting. Fuck you, Ellen.
Hold up.
For good reason. For good reason. They were small classes. Yeah. And because, like it's I said, we were at the wrong time. Right?
Ellen, you're a shady bitch.
So, but Daniel and I could not quit.
Yeah. We're all fuck Ellen for yes.
We could not quit.
His goddamn hip-hop classes.
So me teaching my style, which is the way that my body moves, right? Word. And that's over a decade of me training and trying to figure out how I want to move, does not translate to the Oakland resident that wants to come and take a class. It's just not fun for them because my stuff is like very in the body. And if you don't know your body well, you're just, it's going to look like
awkward.
This and they're going to leave discouraged. And they did. And they're not going to come back. And they didn't. And we did that for a few years. I tried to call it jazz funk. I tried to call it intermediate advanced hip hop. And then so finally it was like, okay, we need, you know, I teach a Tuesday at 6:30. And we all know that that's beginning hip hop time.
Yeah.
Right? So I tried to teach beginning hip hop for years. And I am not a good beginning hip hop instructor. I think it is a talent to teach beginning hip hop because you are dealing with people that don't know their bodies.
I feel you.
So you have to understand how to not only break it down correctly, but use your movement in a way that can translate to their bodies.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that. That's not something that I trained in. I trained my body in a very specific way. So when City Dance came around, it was an opportunity for me to teach my style to dancers that I knew were going to be more advanced.
Mm-hmm.
That's one aspect. The other is that the San Francisco market is completely different than the Oakland market.
True.
Completely. I don't know what it is.
So
people don't like to take BART. They don't like to cross that bridge.
No, they don't.
I do not know why. It boggles my mind.
That's why I can't date boys live in the city.
Bitch, I'm telling you.
You can't.
Completely different market.
Yep.
So for me to get my and then in turn our name out into San Francisco in any way that I can is going to be a positive thing, right? Mm. They take my class. They look at my Instagram. The first thing it says on there, In the Groove Studios.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wasn't doing videos outside of this, inside of the studio because that wasn't the choreography that I was creating that I was proud of because I was trying to, I don't want to say dumb it down, but make it a beginning level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not how I'm going to market myself because that's not the stuff that I feel is true to my own style. So I was able to change my class the last couple, I think it's been like maybe a month, to intermediate advanced, and I have been posting videos out of my studio because that's what I want ultimately, right? Is to all of the traffic to come into where we are at.
Yeah.
It was just wasn't something that I was able to do before it just happened.
Mm.
So for two reasons, because the Oakland community just wasn't vibing with the way that I move my body because they haven't been training for a day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For years and years. And because the San Francisco market is so vastly different that it doesn't hurt me to go out there and then to open their eyes to, oh, well, I also teach at my studio, which is in downtown Oakland, come through, which also the prices are cheaper, to be honest. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and now I can post videos out of my studio because I am doing my choreography at Groove.
Okay.
That's why.
What's the teaching schedule over there at Groove?
Yes, so I still teach Tuesdays at 6:30, which is a struggle for intermediate advanced. Because most people are either getting off of work or, you know what I mean? They're doing their thing. But I have been able to take some of my students that were taking my beginning class that were kind of looking for a more advanced. Exactly. Yeah. And then I teach at City Dance on Thursdays at 8.
Nice.
So those are my two classes. Yeah.
You work during the day too?
No.
That's it.
Yeah. I've been just doing teaching in the studio for the last, I think, 2 years now.
Go, bitch.
I know. Girl.
That is like every fucking teacher's dream, just to be doing what they fucking love.
Yeah.
I never thought that it would be possible. Like, it's hard. It feels, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good job. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was all worth it.
Yeah.
And even today, if I had to go back to... So I was waitressing during the day, right? I would work lunches, and then I would come to the studio, or I would teach. Go teach at night. And even if that was something that had to happen again, I would 1,000% do it, because this is what we do. There is no other option. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I think I get why you... Because, again, at the end of the day, you need to pay rent.
Right.
You need to, you know, pay bills. And, again, having a new studio, it's kind of hard to... make profit off a new studio when, you know, and then you have to, like, try to find other ways to make money and all that stuff.
Especially in the Bay Area. It's terrifying.
It's scary. This is something, it's very hard to open your own studio in the Bay Area. Unless you've, like, been around for years and years and years. We've seen people that go in and out. They did a studio for, like, 3 or 4 years, and they close up, and they go, you know.
Yeah, so it's a lot of faith.
It is a lot. Yeah, it is. So, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Miss Daniel, with your legs open. Like you're in Puerto Vallarta right now.
Are you just teaching over at your own studio, or are you teaching somewhere else?
Right now, yeah, just at Groove. Yeah.
But he should have a class in the city as well, in my opinion.
Just put his name out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Because you were teaching at City, right, for a little bit?
Or where I never like had a regular slot at City, but I subbed there.
Okay.
I had a performance workshop one time, and that went pretty well.
Okay. Yeah. That went pretty
well.
It did.
It was cute. Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you think Hip Hop Dance Fest is not the way it used to be?
I don't know.
What's changed about it?
I feel really bad. We all know.
Bitch, don't say I don't know. You know what it is. Bitch, don't act dumb. You know exactly what it is, girl.
Okay, so Hip Hop Dance Fest used to be at Theater Art Town.
Yep.
Which is not existent anymore.
Nope.
But it was in the Mission. It was like the smallest little like
it was. Theater. Like a 400 seat right. theater. Yep, mm-hmm. I remember that.
And I definitely remember that it was more of a like community. And like there was so many teams from the community. That's where I first saw Culture Shock, and there was like all these other like local like dance groups there. And then there was like a sprinkle of out of towners,
mm-hmm.
but it
mm-hmm.
wasn't like the main fucking priority. Like Correct. The main priority was the local
Bay Area,
right. And I just remember like the audience being super like loud and just like everyone was just like into the fucking show.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, like Mind Tricks performed there, Chain Reaction performed there, B-Side performed there, like they're all there. And those are all, at that time, those are all my favorite crews because I met them when I first like saw the dance, whatever. I was like, oh my God, SM Dance Fest, like it's happening. Yeah. And then like they moved to Palace of Fine Arts because they're like doing well, I guess. And then, I don't know, it just became a, I don't know what she was trying to turn it into, but it just became something
commercial.
Else.
Commercial.
Yeah, commercial. Mm. It wasn't local anymore. It, all of a sudden, there was more focus on the out of town, the foreigners coming.
The foreigners.
Not the foreigners.
Damn. Well, ain't nobody coming from Iran.
Oh, girl, the submissions. Oh, shit. Okay, that's what you're trying to get me to say. Yeah, I don't know about what the rules were back then.
They're dumb.
I don't know what the rules were back then.
But I'll tell you what the fucking rules were. They're stupid.
No, like back then, though.
No teen, all shade, Micaiah.
Karen. I don't know what the rules were back then, but the rules are now is she puts out applications in August.
Correct.
In August, but the show is in November.
The piece has looked the same in August as it does in November.
This is crazy. You know we don't do that shit.
Girl, no, we don't. When that bitch started... Exactly.
That's why
it's not a community show anymore.
Which
exactly.
is unfortunate.
Yeah.
I get why she's doing that, because she's trying to make sure that that the pieces that are coming in are legit.
Quality.
I get it. But at the same time, as dance companies, you evolve, you change things up,
right.
you do different things.
Uh-huh.
You're like, that doesn't look right, let's change
right.
it up.
Right.
Bitch, I don't know what the fuck you're trying to do. Karen, what are you trying to do?
Yeah.
I don't know what Karen's trying to do, honey, but it's not working for the Bay Area no more.
That rule is stupid. But what really made me mad was, like, I knew that she was bending rules for specific teams.
Ooh.
And then I was
what teams were they?
You gonna bleep this out?
Yep. Nope. I'm not. Because that's her group.
That's not her group.
No.
Her group is Soul Force.
It's not her group.
Her group is
Soul Force.
Yeah.
So are they associated with her? No.
Maybe they're the ones that left that said that about our last performance. They said, oh, I can't believe that they did that.
Oh, those fucking bitches?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm mad that you know just based on that.
Oh, yes.
That's the way he's going to remember. I know, because I know, like, them individually, you know, some girls that, you know,
that's right.
Shit.
Those like, fucking bitches.
That's how he's going to remember the negative shit, bitch. He's going to remember the drama about
No, because those stupid
they
ass.
They were the ones that said that.
No, I'm not bleeping them out, bitch. Fuck that bullshit. Fuck you and fuck your mothers, okay? Because y'all some shady ass bitches, because y'all were pissed off because some bitches wore some outfits that y'all bitches can't wear. Bitch, appreciate, don't hate.
I was really
fucking
mad,
bitches.
I knew that they were bending rules
because they were on the fucking flyer.
Because
that's
they were on
why.
The flyer, yeah.
Yes.
And it, like they, at baby, that time, like, they rehearsed at our studio. So I was just like, girl, like, how are you gonna like bend the rules for them? They rehearse it in the groove. Like, come on, like, you're gonna make, like, we've been a company longer than them. Like,
girl.
I don't get it. Like,
she was friends with some of them. For one, for two, she thought they were the ill nana, which they weren't. Do something different, bitch. What's different about you? Nothing. God. You shady ass bitches. No, I got some.
Oh my God.
Spin on this fucking
wait,
mic, girl.
Hold on.
No.
Yeah, shut up.
Say her name again.
Yeah, she's a
shady bitch.
I think she just rubbed all the girls the wrong way.
Girl, she must have, girl.
But that's cool, because, you know, hey, I could talk about that little Janelle Monae set that they had for a dance fest a year. I was like,
what the fuck?
Looking at the video right now?
Girl, copying. Don't copy another video, girl. Do something different.
Yeah.
Like, girl. I didn't get that. And I couldn't believe that was being allowed in the show right now, because this isn't dance fest that I remember growing up in.
You know what I'm saying?
Even the groups that came from Seattle, they were sick as hell with their flashlights on the bottom of the chairs that year. Remember that shit?
Oh.
They did some sessions into, like, Genuine. Oh, that shit was so hot. Even the little Asian boys, they was trying to be like sexy. I was like, that's cute.
That's one thing about Hip Hop Dance Fest. You always see who's other people, other groups from other companies to see who you want to have sex with. You're like, okay, I like them. I want to have sex with Seattle. I want to have sex with New York kids and all that stuff. But yeah, no, it is different now.
It's way different.
The vibe
now.
Is.
Yeah.
So,
and then, like, even the audience is just like, people that donate. It's all these fucking, like,
I'm sorry, what's that again?
People that donate.
Oh, you donate bitches.
Right. And then, do you know how much it costs to pay to watch that show?
Girl, it's a lot.
It's like,
but they donate.
I think it's almost $50.
Y'all can donate to us. We're having a show next year.
Like no, it's not 25, girl. It's like 40. It's like 40.
Pre-sale's like 20 bucks, 30 bucks.
No, it's like 40. I swear.
It's 40.
It's 40. It's 4 in front of that.
Yeah.
No, girl. This ain't a Janet Jackson show.
Right, girl. Yes. We're not doing Missy Much. Yeah. We're not doing If, honey. Yeah.
Yeah.
So next year, you know, this year, me and Alan are going to do a show, something like that.
You're going to do Dance Fest?
No, we're doing our own little Dance Fest.
What?
It's not Dance Fest.
You're going to do your own Dance Fest?
We're going to do our own, like, no, bitch. No, ho. We're not going to do Dance Fest, but we're going to do, like, whole how it used to be. We're going to do some
things here. On the variety show.
I love it.
Okay.
Including this podcast that we're doing here.
Yes.
And mix that up and just have a kids show, have an adult show, do some.
Yeah.
Cute.
So y'all better perform.
I mean, I'm waiting for that invite.
We're booking you.
And the kids going to be with the kids.
Okay.
Motherfuckers.
We're going to book you because it's
Okay. Yeah. No shade. They're great. Yeah. They're great. I love them. It's before I love
and after.
Them.
It's before bed and after. After.
Lollipops
yeah.
early.
Yeah. Lollipops early. Sex toys later on. Yeah. Yeah. Day and night. We're doing two different shows. So, yeah. So make sure your kids perform for the days and adults get nasty. And
do y'all find it hard to, like, date other dancers?
I don't anymore.
No.
Well, first of all, they're all children. They are. They're kids.
They're all children of the corn.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. They, yeah. They're so young. I can't. It's too much. Yeah. No, I don't.
Daniel?
What? Find it hard to date dancers?
Yeah. Do you date dancers? Have you dated dancers before?
I don't date dancers, but like, do I date? I haven't dated in a
He just fucks them. Don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the only people that would understand my lifestyle would be a dancer. So then, like, if I wanted to date, preferably, yes, a dancer. But if not, I don't care. I date anybody.
But it's true, though. It is.
I'm single.
Please. Put his at in the comments.
I know, right? Right?
Please.
But no, I do find it hard to date someone that's not involved in the scene,
because
they don't know what's going on. And
right.
You have shows, you have rehearsals.
Right.
You don't spend on time with me. Time with me, and like, it's interesting. Yeah, that's why.
The one and only relationship I had was a non-dancer, and that was the reason why we broke up. Is because like
rehearsals, teaching, classes,
all that shit.
I had that shit too. Yeah. I had a man.
You met Nick. I don't know if you remember him, but I know you met him.
Oh, I had sex with him twice. No, I'm kidding.
You never met him, but Alan met him.
he said, "Basically, do you know Jason?" Oh, okay, good.
Okay, you're good. We can date.
I know Alan met him, but your ass, Nan, never.
Yeah, it's definitely hard because this isn't just a job, right? It's a lifestyle. It's like what we do. It's what we breathe, and like we do it all the time. And maybe that's why we're not dating, unfortunately.
Actually, know Nick too. You met him before.
Okay.
Oh.
Going off
How
on
you
a
know
tangent.
Nick?
I know, right? Root.com girl. We don't fuck Nick. Daniel.
You
fuck
if you're
Nick.
Out there, we've been talking about you for two full minutes now.
Yeah, girl. Fuck him. He's your ex boyfriend for a reason, right? Yeah.
Oh shit.
You couldn't suck dick right. That's what it is, girl.
I think this is my exit, damn it.
Yeah. Sorry, Nick. You can't suck dick right. Sorry, Nick. Sorry.
So
you
guys. What's your sister? Whatever.
So you guys are actually really good students like yourselves when it comes to like each one of you teaching and taking each other's classes and stuff. And so like wouldn't you guys have other teachers come in from you guys just had a winter intensive.
Yeah, it was
great.
Did
you guys both take everyone's classes?
We took every single class. I didn't take Thursday because I taught Thursday.
Yeah.
I took all the other classes. Yeah.
So have you guys ever been to Monsters?
Never.
Or any convention like that?
No, really?
No.
Wow.
I don't do conventions,
I think I've
girl.
Seen... Yeah. We sweep in together.
Girl, I watch them from YouTube. I watch them from YouTube.
Tell me the tea,
though.
Bitch.
The girl.
Isn't it? It's like... Well, I think Monsters was like... I don't know. It was like 2-something for the whole weekend.
For the whole weekend?
Yeah. So it was the class Thursday.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not Thursday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Two classes on Friday... And then Saturday and Sunday.
Mm.
And it's like maybe six classes or something each on each day. Mm-hmm. Have you been? When's the last time you've been?
I'm too tired.
I've never. Yeah. I don't know why they've never interested me.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I think they're great, and I think
they're cute.
Yeah,
I love it.
People take them, and I'm not. I don't have a problem with it, but they're just not for me.
Girl, eight classes in one night. Girl, I'm tired.
Yeah.
No,
girl,
I'm tired. No,
I can't give you my all in the sixth class.
Thank you.
I'll die in the eighth for
Thank
sure.
Thank you.
Right.
No,
yeah, there's no way. Even when I was young,
because wasn't there a convention that was just here?
Chaos.
Right now?
Chaos.
Yeah,
chaos.
Chaos.
Huge
chaos.
Right now.
I heard it was chaos too.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
And those teachers were chaos.
And some of them are really young.
Yes, and they don't know how to teach.
And that's the thing. I'm not taken from somebody who can't teach.
Yes.
That's the only thing I ask. The choreography doesn't have to
Give
be
me
great.
Jameson.
But please just teach it right.
Yes.
Please, God.
Chaos, get your shit together and get teachers that know how to motherfucking teach. Because
I
half those
that.
Little kids, and yes, I say kids. Oh, guess girl. Oh. Daniel, pour me, please. Thank you. But I heard that half those teachers were teaching. They would teach a routine one way, and then they would start teaching, and they start doing the routine, and it looks all totally different.
They'll do it a whole other way.
I can't do
and
that.
And some of the kids were, okay, well, Wait a minute. Okay, let's talk about the good things about it first. Okay.
What's the good things?
In comparison to, okay, just a cheers. Cheers, Daniela. So, okay. In comparison from to this and Monsters.
It's more organized.
This one has like more of the younger generation. Yep. Fresh.
Right.
The Insta kids.
All bunch of couples of some Insta kids.
Well, they're smart with that stage setup, right?
Yep.
Oh, that stage setup is fly as fuck.
And I heard that their team flies in a day before the convention to set up the stage, and they stay a day after to break down the stage. That's how involved that stage is.
Girl.
That stage is the star.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's a damn concert, literally. Mm-hmm.
They're doing it for
what?
Daniel.
Yeah, to make you feel like you're in
the mic, girl. Move your fucking face at the mic, girl.
He's trying to give you ASMR.
I've never done ASMR before. I want to do it.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
He's definitely going to Castro tonight, for sure. This is about the time. You want
to
go?
Daniel's getting fucked tonight. Daniel's about to get plowed tonight by some white boy named Jimmy from Sausalito.
Ooh, not
probably.
Jim.
You like white boys, huh?
No, bitch. Oh, my God.
Like Asian boys?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
I like a few white guys.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But no, so talk about this hideous this convention.
Oh, chaos.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, okay, so the comparison that I sat around and listened to some of the parents and their opinions, and listened to some of the kids, too. Some of the kids, because they're in the dancing the whole time, they felt like the teachers were calling out the people only who train with them all the time.
Oh, of course.
That's,
right?
Yeah.
That's because
they got Instagram followers.
So you got people from
standard,
like, you know, like I'm a Beast.
Right.
All these other little cliques, and they're getting called up there and stuff. Mm. And some of the kids are like, well, damn, I was hitting it just as hard as
right,
them.
Yeah.
And actually, some of them being called up, they're like, they're not really that good. Like, what the fuck is going on?
That's anyway.
So is it because of fucking all this Instagram shit and who they are? Because everyone does that. They're calling up. They're all famous on fucking Instagram.
Yep.
Is it coincidence or is it just...
Oh, the kids that are famous on Instagram?
Girl,
no,
yeah.
Yes, these really? Kids got like thousands of followers, girl.
Ooh,
and
thousands?
They tag them. Girl, I have six.
I'm pissed.
Bitch, how many do you have? Like 300?
Girl, I have 15.
100.
Are you rounding up?
That's right.
1,500.
I have three.
But you have all these kids that are coming and they're flying in from everywhere.
Yeah.
Just to go to this one convention. That's probably not even going to be close to them, but it's the closest that they're going to come and get to it.
Sure.
So they could like dance with them. I get it. Yeah.
There you go.
But check this thing out, though, is that some of these kids who are like, oh, some of the kids been on tour, they've been on TV shows and shit, but here they are in the intermediate class. Just because it's age appropriate.
Yep.
Right.
But should they be in the advanced level since they've already been there? Like, some of these kids are from the lab and been on tour with J-Lo and shit.
Oh, wow.
But here they are in the intermediate level.
Trying to show out.
Yeah. Trying to get a scholarship and get all these things that they pass out. They pass out scholarships.
Oh, girl.
Like, to hella different shit. How do I feel about
that's it.
Choreographers teaching the choreography like it's a freestyle.
That's an everyday thing.
Wait, what do you mean? Teaching the choreography like it's
like it looks like a freestyle.
Like it looks like they're freestyle, like,
but it's not like a set routine. Like, you know.
Like you feel it and flow free.
For example,
but
late twist.
Catch my beat.
Like late twist.
Oh,
because
God,
literally,
I can't stand them.
Terrible.
They are the worst.
They're one of the example of that. Like, but live teachers do that. They'll teach routines that don't go to the music, and then you do, yeah, exactly. I'm like, no, boo. Yeah, yeah. So
I don't know. I've never taken a late twins class until I actually take one. Then like, I feel like I would have like more valid like reasoning. But just from like watching like videos and shit, like yeah, it does seem like oh, what the fuck? Like, what are they doing? Like, what are they teaching these kids? Like,
yeah, but people are paying for that shit.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
you can't
famous,
be mad if
like,
people are paying their own
yeah,
they're showing up. Then
yep.
Then who are you mad at? Like, I you know what I mean? Like.
Make your coins.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I feel a little, not offended, but like, damn, we worked for years on this. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, as a teacher, and that's why I get a little irritated with teachers that don't teach the right shit.
Yep.
Because it's like, how are we all in the same group of people, right? Like,
yep.
But
because didn't someone approach you about a job and you didn't take it because they wanted you to teach?
How do you know all this fucking shit, girl?
Yes, we know
yes,
all
I
the teachers.
Absolutely. So and how do you she, know? But she then allowed me to teach my own original choreography.
Say the T.
And
say
I
it,
was
say
the only instructor, and maybe because I was the only one that asked.
What's this?
Backtrack. Backtrack. Okay, say wait, it. Say
so,
it. Say
yeah,
it.
So.
Tag
were there
them,
other
tag
choreographers
them.
Involved at this time? With
yes,
you?
not doing my class, but there are. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Girl,
so let me go back to the beginning. Mm-hmm. So
who
Blue
is
Star
it? Who
Pop
is it?
Camp.
what? Sorry. What?
Tag them.
Sure, that's what it's called. Blue Star Pop Camp, and she knows, cause I've
Booty
said
pops.
This to her.
Booty Pop.
So what? What she will do is she will find an instructor.
Who is she?
I don't know.
Who is this
she
girl's
doesn't,
name?
She's not a dancer.
Carol.
She doesn't dance. Carol.
Her name
she's
is Carol.
Not from here.
Carol.
She's not
Carol.
From here.
It really is Carol.
She's like. Okay. Yeah. I don't know how old she is.
I don't know this bitch. I don't know her.
Like, was she hatched? Like, where she come from? To drop on a plane from Wisconsin? Bitch, like, where she come from? Utah?
Oh,
from
she's
the
a
sky
cheerleader.
Girl. I have no. I don't think she's even a cheerleader.
Up and like, how did y'all meet? And like, did she just like Google you?
She just messaged me.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So she messaged
Points.
Me and she asked me to teach a class.
Yeah.
All of these different instructor, different artists. Okay. And so she was like, hey, I want you to teach a class, but I want you to do it from one of the Beyonce videos. It can be whatever video you want, but I want you to teach the class choreo. And I said, that's not what I do.
Yeah.
I make
Girl,
my own choreography and I teach that. And if you would like me to teach that, I would love to because yeah. she paid very well. It was over $100 a class. Mm. And that's for the Bay Area. A consistent
that's pretty good. That's pretty
class.
Good.
It's good.
Yeah.
This was like maybe like 4 years ago. But she still has classes that
oh,
IJ
yeah.
teaches.
She still does stuff.
No
yeah.
offense. He does. He flies down and he teaches these classes. And he does. He learns.
Oh, she flies IJ from
IJ
LA
down and he learns
take,
videos.
Yeah. Yes, Espinoza. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Off of YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then I think he fills in Wait, parts that are like, you
she
know,
she flies
close up
that
on
fool.
The yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, that's new information to me.
Mm-hmm.
Go, continue.
Yeah.
She, well, okay, really quick. She flies
she's
him
flying out here right now?
Because he's the only one that's willing to do these classes. Go on.
Yeah. So she had messaged me, and I said only on the stipulation
yeah.
that I teach my own choreography, and she did it once, and I don't know if she liked it or not. I mean, that's not really my concern, but yeah. Apparently, she's gotten Paris's permission. She did have one of the choreographers of the video come out to teach a special class. So that's how she frame it. She says, oh, I've asked them for permission. They've said it's okay. And I'm going to fly them down and have them teach a few classes. And they'll make however much they make off of that. So, you know, I made a whole post about it on Facebook.
You're making money off someone else's material.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you really consider yourself an instructor for you learning it from the television and then teaching it to other people? I don't think so.
We talked about it in the last episode, too, about Galen
that's
Hooks.
That's making her a hustler.
That she copyrighted her shit.
Yeah, and people, as she should.
Yes, she what?
And people
intellectual
copyrighted.
Property.
Copyrighted her
Absolutely.
Course.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because
oh,
people
yeah.
were taking that shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's happening in this case. People are teaching this shit, mm-hmm. and they get paid
Making
for this
a
shit.
Profit.
Yeah. Oh, girl.
Mm-hmm. You're taking it from some big
I
names,
think it's
too.
Gross.
Carol,
it's disgusting.
You're a bitch.
But she was also renting space from us, right, for class,
right.
and then was paying me. And so I
yeah,
said my
money,
only
girl.
Stipulation
Thank
is
money.
That I teach my own choreography.
Exactly.
So how many classes did you...
I think it was like a 7-week series or something. I taught them a whole song of a Beyonce song, but that was my
but
choreography.
Your choreography.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And was she ever there while you were teaching?
I think maybe she came once. Just
like,
to like
towards the end or the middle?
God, I don't even
you
remember.
Like, damn, you know what that bitch looked like?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
She's white woman with blonde hair.
She's like Carol.
I'm a white woman from America.
Channing?
Yeah. Yeah, and the other weird thing is like, she doesn't dance. Like I've never seen her anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know where she came from. I don't know how she got this business model. But she does get all of these random women that I think just, like, work in corporate America.
Yeah.
That are like, oh, my God, I want to learn that Beyonce
yep.
video.
Yep.
And then they perform it at a club.
Yeah.
Okay, that is some so bullshit. How many people were showing up?
Oh, for my... Oh, bitch,
well,
I don't
even class,
remember.
Your class, you had, like, maybe 20.
A little bit.
But her, the average...
And you taught them a routine to perform.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember if they performed it. Honestly, it was so long ago. Yeah.
I don't think they performed yours.
I don't
yours,
think they performed
but
it.
But then, like, usually when it's...
Damn it. How did they perform yours?
They probably
no,
didn't.
No, if it's an actual like, music video, like, they'll do it at a show. But her average fucking, like, student count be, like, 30, like...
It's 30, a lot of women.
Yeah, a 100 lot, bucks
and some men
kids?
As well, yes.
So were there, other...
I know, that's...
Thing
girl,
that
girl that's nothing. That's nothing, I know.
No, everybody... Every other instructor has taught... A cover is what they'll call it.
Okay, so there were other instructors that taught a cover that were from here also?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
So the tea is like per student, she would get maybe like probably close to 200.
Yeah, like 150
because
to 200.
It's a 7-week program, right?
Like a workshop, right?
And you get to dance. Like so each student is like 200 something. And then so but yeah, the instructor only gets like
a $100 for the whole thing.
So let me
for how many hours?
It was like an hour.
So let's just say like it's
but per class, right?
And per class. Con artist,
let's just say it's $200 for that. And if you have 30 students, that'd be $6,000 a class. And then the instructor would only get $100. So that bitch is making $5,900 a class.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Well, minus the rental fee, which is only like what, $50
not
an hour?
Lot.
Girl.
Yeah.
Con artists.
Girl.
That's another fucking con artist.
Okay.
That's cons. Bitch. Oh, I can't stand bitches like that.
But that was like two for the whole thing, for the 7-week period, they paid $200 or something. Yeah.
Oh,
per
okay.
Student?
Per student.
I did the math wrong. My bad.
That's the Korean side. It don't matter what Asian. Exactly we got to check it. It ain't wrong. The Chinese.
Koreans don't do math, don't they?
He was literally a math major.
I know, girl. You should get your shit your hair.
I said, this white bitch is rich as fuck right now. What is going on? I'm not going to dance mission
right
tomorrow.
That's right. Okay. You want to learn Michael Jackson's Beat It tomorrow? I'll teach it. $100 per person.
Okay, I take all my words back.
Bitch, I'll do if, girl. Bitch, let's do if the whole video, girl.
That's what I'm saying. These kids are taking these, but sometimes I'm taking jobs and be getting paid so
because they don't know better, girl.
Well, just to take they the just, job. They just want to be sometimes. Known as an instructor or like, oh my gosh, like yes, a let's, working, like paying
let's,
job.
Let's put on Instagram for Instagram.
Exactly.
For clout.
Exactly.
Oh, girl.
How do y'all feel about people recording in class?
You mean instructors or students?
Students.
Oh, okay.
Oh, both. Yeah, go ahead.
So either or then.
I think
don't cry, Daniel. It's okay.
I think it depends on like where you are. Like if you're in like the Bay or in LA, I feel like it's different reasons. But people who record in my class, my beginning class, like I like that because they want to see their like their progress and like whatever. They're not like posting for clout or I mean they may be, but. If they are, then, like, they're, yeah, like, girl, like, do not post that.
But, you look awful. Don't do that again, please.
I kind of feel as though they are they're recording for their own, like, personal whatever.
Okay.
But for L.A., like, okay, actually, I take this back.
Oh,
there's,
girl.
There's
delete
classes.
That.
Yeah.
206,
I don't
girl.
Even know, girl.
Use the whole thing.
I don't even know, girl, because there are classes in the Bay where they, like, record themselves and they think they are the shit. And I'm just like, what, girl? Like, on the phone.
What, girl?
And whom are we speaking of?
Yeah, girl, what class are we talking about?
Yeah. Well, in, like, specifically,
heels
classes.
Everybody. I was gonna ask Leslie. She was gonna teach a heels class.
I could, bitch.
Specifically, yeah.
All my choreo is upper body because I can throw on a heel. Okay.
It just like makes me so mad. Like not like I'm like. I'm happy that there's
happy.
All of a sudden that there's
you're
a
happy.
Heels community.
I'm glad you're happy.
Right.
Community.
Yeah. Right. And then, like, yeah,
there's
they want to dance. Like,
fucking
yes,
teachers.
Yes, it's dancing, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Heels, yeah.
Yeah.
Slow
motion.
Yeah. That I bought like, it fucking at Payless, yeah. It's just that one bitch in the back with no heels on that's trying to dance to that girl. Girl, move.
She can, though, because they're not really heels. Classes,
exactly.
Yeah. Correct?
This is my thing. If you're in a heel class, you ain't here in heels, get the fuck out. Right.
No.
And these bitches are like, yeah, I know, because it's money.
No. Yeah,
it's money.
It's money. Yeah,
it's money.
And it's just like, it's just so irritating at the same time. Because like, I know that, like, I think it's great that girls want to dance and feel empowered and blah, 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 whatever, blah, blah. But like,
blah, blah,
all of a sudden you put on heels and then you think you're a great dancer. Like, the fuck? Like, Aaliyah Janelle, just stop it.
Now. Just stop it. Oh, yeah.
And I
thank
love
you.
Her. But yeah, even Aaliyah Janelle sometimes is wearing heels and being the most ratchet.
Oh, she is
Mary
literally
Day
teaching a hip hop class in heels.
In heels.
Yes. Yeah.
It's,
no,
she's
not
teaching a heels class.
Yes.
No, and sometimes it's just about learning how to dance in heels.
Yeah, because because in L.A., you got to do shit like that in L.A. in motherfucking heels. You do the full like, clack, 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 clack.
But it should be, no, it should be said heels. In her class, this is not for beginning heels. If you know how to move,
I
know how to move in
you
heels,
to be intermediate advanced dancer.
To X, Y, and
yes.
Z.
Because this bitch is in the back.
Right.
That'd be doing a hot... Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's an all levels for her.
You think there's too many? Do you think there's teachers teaching heels classes that shouldn't?
1,000% Absolutely.
I'll name three right now.
This is a whole ass podcast conversation, bitch.
Bitch, I'll name three right now, girl.
Absolutely.
Should I?
Go, bitch.
No.
I think that the heel genre has become very popular, and it's a niche market, and that's why. There are so many heels instructors.
Thanks to Giannis. Yeah. Giannis fucking got that shit started.
Mm-hmm. He surely did.
Guess what? I can walk in heels. Let me teach a heels class.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's funny because literally when I first started dancing, I had three bitches dancing in heels throughout the whole routine. It would change.
Sick.
So I don't understand now, you know, what the fucking tea is when I was already doing it. But okay, I'm late.
No, it took your ideas. That, you know what?
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. They're like,
the girls always say heels. Oh, why we gotta do it? Now everybody's doing it. Yes.
Bitch, full on hip hop girl.
Look what they're doing now, though. Look at shit. Aaliyah Janelle's shin's gonna be fucked up at fucking 48.
Bitch, her ankles?
At 38, bitch.
Bitch, 38. Hello.
28.
She already 38.
She's only
20.
She's like
22. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why she did that shit. Yeah. Bitch, we can't do that shit now, bitch. Right. My ankle's fucked up. Bitch, I got tendonitis in my knee, ankle, in my hip.
Okay, just sitting here and my back hurts.
Bitch, I gotta get up and walk around a little bit. I'm off. Shit. If you guys weren't teaching, what would you guys be doing, you think? If you guys weren't dancing or teaching, what do you think you'd be doing?
Nothing. Room crying. I can't imagine it, honestly. Mm. There's nothing else that I would do.
Daniel?
I don't know. My family's they have so much going on. Like, I'm currently doing like extra work with my family. So dancing is what I want to do, but I also am like, I have like an obligation to like whatever is going on with the family. So.
Oh,
family business.
Yeah,
like running hotels and shit.
Like for my life, my whole entire life.
Your fucking whole last life.
Yeah. Even like when I was in high school, I had to like work at the restaurant, and then in college, I had to work at the hotel.
Yeah.
But that's when I met Greg Chapkis and all these like fucking dancers, and I had hotel parties all the time.
I know, I remember those.
Yeah, so that was fun.
But that's also what's helped us be such a success. You know what I mean?
Oh, because like I knew business.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
1,000%.
That's true.
Even right now, like I'm doing a restaurant with my brother.
Dosa Rock, shout it out. Go ahead.
Doshi Rock Shop on Grand Avenue in
Oakland.
Yeah, Doshi Rock Shop?
Dosa Rock.
Doshi Wab is.
Doshi Wab. Doshi
Rock. Is it Korean barbecue?
It's Korean barbecue, yes.
Work.
Wait, is that the one you got cooked yourself and shit?
No.
Okay,
it's
good.
More like,
all right, bitch.
They'll make it for
you.
I'm
not going out to be cooking my own shit. Yeah. Fuck you.
That's that fondue shit. That's why I love some fondue, girl.
This is already cooked. Yeah. Usually, right?
Not fondue, bitch. Fondue comes raw, bitch. Put in a little pot, girl. Cook it that way.
Oh, really? I never had no fondue.
So, if dance was a person and you could say something to it, what would you say?
Thank you.
Thank you. Why? Why thank you? Dale, don't be a fucking bitch, you fucking stupid whore.
Just because I would have given it everything no matter what, but it's given me everything back, and it didn't have to. You
work.
Know what I mean? Yeah.
Daniel? If dance was a person.
I would be like, what's up, girl? Like,
can I suck your dick?
He would say, you want a shot? Yeah,
when you asked the question, he started looking down.
Oh, I know he did.
I was like, what is he looking at right now? Someone's cock.
No. Even when I was a kid, like I used to like dance in front of the TV. No, but like when the 1989. Oh my god.
1989.
19.
Girl,
she's old, bitch. You don't know, but she's fucking old.
Bitch, are you Back to the Future, girl? What's the team, this thing? We came in a DeLorean?
She's Doc Martin.
Right, bitch?
The 1989 earthquake, the big one that broke the Bay Bridge.
A girl I was here.
Yeah, that shit happened. And then my brother was like, bitch, are you dancing? Like, what's going on? Like,
oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I was like, no. Like,
it's an earthquake.
Yeah. It's always been a part of me. So, like, I don't know.
What the fuck? That's 1989.
All of that to say, what you say
got to do when you dance.
If it said hello to you.
Girl,
what would you say?
Yeah, if dance like, right was a person and they're right in front of you, and you can say something to it. What the fuck would you say?
I'd be like, "Hey, girl, like, what's up, bitch?" Like,
oh no.
Wait, I want to talk about this heels situation.
Okay.
Wait.
Add a question to the topic.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Go, Dale. Hey, it's your show. It's go ahead. Go ahead. Exactly. It's Dale's show. Go ahead, Dale. Go.
Right. Go ahead.
It just, like, makes me so mad. Like, these girls, like, they think they're, like, so good. Like, and then they post all this shit. Like, just because they're in a pair of heels. Like, girl, you still suck, girl. Like.
Are we talking about students or instructors?
Yeah. Both, bitch, both.
Well, no,
both.
Students is one thing. Student, you can teach a fucking student their asses off. If they can't dance, they just can't dance.
But
it's okay.
Right. But you got to read the thing that they post. Like, oh, if they're, like, being modest about it, then, like, I feel it. Like, but then if they're, like, talking about, like, some other shit, then that's what fucking pissed me off. Like,
I can't with you, bitch. I can't. Dang, you are a mess. Girl,
this video sucks. But
no more alcohol for him, bitch. No more. Okay. Dale, you're so stupid, bitch. I can't with you. Okay. One. Okay, last rant.
But some instructors suck.
Oh, my God, bitch. Yes, we all know some instructors can't teach.
They cannot.
Okay. Is that your last rant for the night?
I feel like we need to bring this up.
Bitch, we're in 2 hours, girl. We're done.
No, we're gonna keep
bringing it. It's like I need to go home.
I feel like we need to bring
Please
this up.
Leave.
What's your last rant, girl? What's your last rant?
I don't think she's gonna listen to this, but this bitch name